Okay, so you're here today, Linda, with your group of students. I understand this has been an ongoing program. Every other year you come to Iowa to study agriculture. Tell us what's going on.
So a couple of years ago, I met Kevin Butt at Ellsworth College, and we kind of came up with this idea of exchanging agriculture information because Georgia agriculture is very different than Iowa. And I had already been envisioning creating some sort of study away for our program, and so we just talked and over the years developed this program where we study American Midwest agriculture and learn where all of our commodity crops come from. And so we bring students out for a week and we tell them all about Iowa agriculture. We learn about corn and soybeans and swine and turkeys, because those are commodities that we don't grow a lot of in Georgia. And then we connect it back to what we do have a lot of, which is poultry, and then a lot of fruits, vegetable crops, and then legumes like peanuts. And then we grow a lot of cotton in Georgia. So connecting it back to what we do, but also showing them how it's also different and how it's connected, because we have to get a lot of corn for our animal feed, and we have to ship you guys poultry, right? Because you guys have swine, we have poultry. So just trying to show them and kind of broaden their horizons on agriculture outside of our state. And the other good thing about it is, like, students realize, like, there's so many opportunities in agriculture besides what they just see back home. And some of them, I have had a couple of students who've ended up doing internships out this way or taking jobs out this way. So just a way to explore their opportunities.
What kind of response do you get from the students? What are they maybe most surprised with or discovering? You know, some thoughts there.
Mostly, it's flat. Like, it's very flat.
Oh, the train, yeah.
Yeah, it's very flat in Iowa. We have a lot of hills in North Georgia, a lot of mountains and curvy roads. Everything here is flat, but then just the scale. So it's one thing to see, like, a picture, but then to see, like, what 3,000 acres looks like, right? To see the amount of corn and soy that's produced and how much it takes to actually produce food for people. So just the scale, I guess, is overwhelming to a lot of the students.
And you're here at Landis in Bradford at the cooperative. And what things particular are you discovering here today?
So we don't have any large cooperatives in Georgia because our industries are very different. So helping them understand how the process works, what the farmer has to do to get the grain from his field to a feed mill or to a bioethanol plant, and all the different steps it takes and kind of all the different inputs it takes as well. So they have to get their fertilizer, and then they have to have a place to sell, and they have to have a place to do business with. So just being able to understand kind of that business model as well.
And I didn't get a chance to scan your entire group, but it seems like you have good number of females that are part of this program. So you're yourself being female, but is that usually it's a 50-50, or how's it weighing out?
So when I first started, I've been at the college for 17 years now, and it's definitely been a shift. I had a lot of males early on, and now it's kind of evened out, and then now it's kind of leaning a little more female driven. And I think that goes back to a lot of the push to get more women into STEM fields in general. And of course it's been successful. There's also a lot of, you know, fun facts that you can look up, that there's been a lot more females born lately than males for whatever reason. So okay. I think that plays into it as well. But yeah, we only had two guys and 9 girls that came. So.